Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 24th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the dumping of multiple currencies in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's new economic measures, which include the ending of the multiple currency system.
The Zimbabwean government says the United States dollar, Botswana pula, British pound, and other currencies are no longer legal tender in the country with immediate effect. The announcement was made through a statutory instrument issued by Treasury, which noted that all local transactions will now be made in the Zimbabwe dollar, which includes the bond and RTGS dollar.
The statutory instrument further stresses that the current bond notes and RTGS dollars are at par with the Zimbabwe dollar. According to the statutory instrument, nothing shall affect the opening or operation of foreign currency designated accounts, otherwise known as Nostro FC accounts, which shall continue to be designated in foreign currencies.
Duty will still be paid in foreign currency in accordance with the Customs and Excise Act. The same applies to the purchasing of air tickets, but critics say Zimbabwe has returned to the 2008 economic scenario, which led to the dumping of the local currency in 2009 due to historic hyperinflationary rates.
The opposition MTC, led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, said today's decision shows the lack of coherent, prudent and predictable policy, which is important to retain trust and confidence in a country's economy.
Please do note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele.
Yeah, chonga kunjani foit.
Ngiyaphila uthi niwe.
Hayi ngiyaphila eZimbabwe sokule currency.
Currency yeah, I bond.
Yeah.
Bond note RTGS izim dollar la.
Aha. So zokuthiwa izim dollar kanti kona manje.
Yes, imali yakho yonga wachitumira kumusha iwe US dollar.
Ha
yazuda.
Yeah.
Ha vaisi nacho vachatengana.
Ziphele, isiphele umpha.
Ziphele do.
Yes, lokudaba nje wasikhuluma lapha ke. Lo jonga namhlanje sikhuluma ngokwenzakala kule Zimbabwe sizwile ukuthi sokule statutory instrument lapho sifakiwe sikhombe sithi umthetho. Umthetho lowo ke isiqondiso zawo zibheka ke ukuthi abantu bakwele Zimbabwe sokumele bekele ukusebenzisa imali enjengepula, enjengepound, enjengerand, enjenge-US dollar. Nxa sikhuluma nje kunje, nxa ukuthi kule dollar lakho olubambileli sesikhwameni kumbe ipula kumbe irand kumbe yonke imali nje yokwamanye amazwe, akusamelanga uyisebenzise ukuthi uthenge isinkwa, uthenge ke ipetulo kumbe uthenge kwakho okunjeya. Kodwa ke ungayisebenzisa imali leyi nxa usemngceleni ukuthi ubhadale lokho kuthiwa i-customs duty. Kube sokusithi ke nxa udinga itikiti lendizamtshina ungakusebenzisa njalo nje. Kodwa nxa uthenga nje mahlana nje uzithengela nje izwidi zakho, uzithengela lokunye okuthiyeneyo, akumelanga ukwenze lokho. So ke iRBZ nxa isethula umthetho lowo ikubeka kwabasobala ukuthi eZimbabwe sokulalokho kuthiwa ibond kusobuya leRTGS okusebenza khona manje osokumele kusetshenziswe njengeZimbabwe dollar. So singazi ukuthi baza printer usiya phambili kumbe kuyahamba njani jonga asikwazi khonoko. Nxa sokubuya ama Nostro FC accounts kukhanya ahlale khona. Ehlale khona ngoba kuyasetshenziswa i-foreign currency khonapho. Kodwa ke nxa sekukhangelwa futhi kusiya phambilini abantu bathi abakwazi ukuthi uhulumende wenzani. So ke abanye bathi pho imali zabo ziza kuya ngapi konke kunjeya. So ke sidinga abantu ukuthi bakhulume ngakho incwadi ukuthi zike zisitshele ukuthi kuya ngapi konke.
Ndizvikamira sei.
Kunjalo.
Ndizvozvo hama vadiwa vateereri nevatariri nyaya tiri kukurukura nezvayo ndedanho ratorwa neReserve Bank of Zimbabwe rekudzika mutemo unonzi Statutory Instrument 142 of 2019. Uyo urukuti mari dzekunze dzanga zvishandiswa munyika dzakaita se US dollar British pound, Botswana pula, South African rand, nedzimwe, hadzichashandi pakutenga. Imari yakufanira kunge ichingoshanda kutenga iZimbabwe dollar. Zimbabwe dollar inenge iri kana kunge uine bond note kana kuti RTGS ndo mari yakunzi inofanisa kunge ichibvumizwa kushanda zviri pamutemo kutenga nekutengeserana muZimbabwe. Zvichirowo kuti kana wanga uine US dollar rako unofanira kunge wakutora wenda kuma money bureau to change kunochinjwa mari kana kuma banga kuti mari iyo inge ichiiswa mu RTGS kana kuti mu bond note. Wana iyo uchizokwanisa kunotenga. Asi kana wakanga wapinza zvinhu zvakaita semotokari zviye zvekuti uri kuda kukuita zvehumbozha, hanzi aiwa izvo unobhadhara nemari yekunze US dollar. Kana kutenga tikiti rendege uchida kufamba, hanzi unokwanisa kutenga nemari yekunze iyo US dollar. Ipapo manje Gibbs ndopandisiri kunzwisisa kuti kana tichinzi US dollar kana kuti mari yekunze haichashanda. Asi kana uchibhadhara zimu ramutero wobhadhara nemari yekunze,
I think here they are talking in terms of not the Zimra, but in terms of the customs duty. If, let's say, you buy a car in US dollars, when you still have the US dollars in your pocket, you can always use them to actually pay. You have to pay in local currency.
And if you go to Arab Bumai,
so it's a certain situation that maybe a banker can actually explain some of these things.
Yes.
So we are happy that we are joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Samson Nhliziyo, who is a banker in Zimbabwe. Mr. Nhliziyo, welcome to the program right now. Can you hear me, Mr. Nhliziyo?
Can you hear me? Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I think maybe to start with, can you just explain to people what is going on here? People want to know, you know, this statutory instrument and how it's going to work. Like if somebody has got some money in the bank right now and you are told you have to use Zimbabwe dollars and all those kind of things, what's going on? Can you explain to the people?
Thank you, Mr. Dube. Yeah. Basically, nothing has changed. Basically, what has really changed is basically the name part of it. The currency itself is still there. You're still using the bond. You're still using the RTGS, which is same there. But all that is now called Zim dollar. The currency that has been running the bond note, the RTGS note, is now called the Zim dollar. That's basically what has basically changed. I think in simple terms, that's what has happened. Your current, the bank balance that you have in the account is now Zim dollar, even though initially it was called the bond balance or the RTGS balance. Mm-hmm. It's now the Zim dollar. That's basically what has happened.
So looking at, let's say, somebody has got his or her money in US dollars in the bank right now, what has to happen?
Well, nothing. The FCA account will still have those balances. They'll still continue having keeping the FCA balances there. They can utilize those funds when they're going to purchase goods outside the country. They can go and purchase whatever they want outside. And look, if it's US dollar and you want to go use it or change it, you can change it through the bureau to change it, or change it through the bank. And they'll basically be using the bank rate, which has been there for some time now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So literally, you don't lose the value of the currency. But the value of the currency is still there. The US dollar will still be there. Mm-hmm. The value of the currency will still be there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Nhliziyo. Please do stay on the line. Welcome to our show, Mr. Javet Moyo, who is the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Mr. Moyo.
Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Moyo, as workers, what's your take on this statutory instrument 142 of 2019?
We treated that as a slap in our face. Remember that the market was forcing workers to demand wages and salaries in American dollars. Products and services were being pegged in foreign currency, and as a result, workers then decided that they will also want to be paid in foreign currency. If we are able to get the same services, the same products, in our local currency, I think workers will be able to accept the RTGS or the so-called Zim dollar. As long as the services, products, or the market demands that it wants foreign currency, workers will just reject the local currency. So we wait and see how the market is going to react. Are we going to find the shelves full tomorrow at OK and other shops? We don't know. Probably at night, supermarkets are being offloaded. Tomorrow morning, the shops will be empty. No one knows exactly how the market is going to behave or react to this. But as workers, we believe that they deliberately wanted to push us away from demanding our salaries and wages in American dollars. We were having a meeting this morning. We're having another meeting tomorrow. We're having the main TNF on Wednesday. And the song was just the same, that go and demand wages and salaries in American dollars.
Hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line.
Yes, we're going to go back to Zio. So, we're going to go back to Zio. Nas Kangela, Konoko Wenzagalayo. Elizwe, Nguti, Sokutuwa, Kusache Nswama Pond, Kusache Nswama RTGS. Kuti, reti ya mkona imenja, njalo lukuti, nga usia ezitolo, po, uyabula, imali ya mkona kumbe, nga usu tingi pond, uyalitola lingeko. Kwa wame kumenja, nkona po, ngukuso kwako.
Nyawonga baba tu. Uyi bondi ibazimu uyithole enelisukuthi uyithole emabhanga. Mhm. Yeah, wenelisukuyithola emabhanga even lakho phandle emavinkilini athize uyenelisukuthi uyithole. Yes, kuyabazima kwezindawo ukuthi uyithole, but njengoba sisazi lathi ukuthi iplastic money yiyo into abantu vele sebezama ukuthi bayisebenzise ukuthenga into ezinenge ezithize. Imali esingathi njengoba kathi ezivele sokuthiwa i-bond leli RTGS sokuyizinto imali esosumele sesiyisebenzisa kathesa ngoba ukuthi sithi sizafuna ukuthi sisebenzise okunye njengoba abaphathi njalo laba abarana ezezimali lezi kuthiwa i-currency le yiyo esimele sisenze ezweni sokumele kube yigogonoko ngoba thingamele sikulandele khonoko ngoba ukuthi sithi sizafuna ukuthi senze okunye kungaphaswanga khona ephalamende ukuthi kuwenziwe akula akuwo wasinika thina kumele senze yona le i-currency esiyiphiwe siqhubeke siye phambili. Yes, abantu sizahlala abantu baxoxe baxukuxe senze konke esinesukwenza ukwenza ukuthi maybe find the way forward ekwenzeni into ezithize. But imali ekhona sivini gogo yiyona lezimdola basozamele siyisebenzise konke emavinkilini lakho even lakho kuma-production kumele sisebenzise yona le nekuholeni abantu sebezasebenzisa yona leyo ukuthi bahole ngoba yiyo inasingeni i-mode of exchange esikhona lapha eZimbabwe.
Sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana. So Mr. Nhliziyo is really stressing that this is the new way of doing things, and it appears as if the bond and the RTGS are there to stay, so people should use that according to the law, you know. Yes.
Regating kuna va moyo va moyo tiche tarisa
varikutaura ava ngava titaurire kuti iyo msika kana kuti mukambo vanotengesa ivo vezvitoro ava vachatenderana nazo here? Haisi nyaya yekuti mutemo uri kuti ngatishandisei mari yakati, saka tese tongo vuma izozo. Vanu vano tambira zvinenge zvatambira nemama market kana kuti nemusika. Saka even hurumende ingati vanu ngavashandise iyo maRTG kana kuti mabondi vachishandisa nharo. Ivo vemabhizinisi kana vakati havakoni kutambira izvozvo hazvimboshandi. Saka mutemo nezviri kudiwa nemamaketi ngatisiyanisei. Yes, mutemo uri kuti pachashandiswa mari yakadai. Ndizvo zvange zviripo nguva yakapfuura tange tine Zimbabwean dollar. Asi hurumende yakamanikidzwa nemaketi kuti Zimbabwe dollar haichatambiriki. Ndoti vaya vanotengesa zvinhu zvavo vachaenda kunotenga zvinhu kunze kwenyika vachiuya vachitengesa. Vachabvuma here kutengesa nemari isina valu? Kana vakatitengesera, kana maketi ngavhuma, zvinotoshanda. Asi maketi inogona kutoramba.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo is just saying that is business going to accept this new system?
Mm-hmm.
If that fails, then the whole system collapses.
Yeah,
because the business first is to accept.
Yeah.
Because they buy goods from outside the country using US dollar, foreign currency, and then they are forced to sell in local currency. But Mr. Moyo, is it not different in the sense that there is no price control? So whoever brings in anything from outside the country, after buying it in Forex, they can still charge something that's is at par with the Forex they have used.
That's the alternative way when business decides that they have to recoup the cost or what they call replacement cost. What it will mean is that products and services are going to be very expensive. Because when people now are forced to dispose their products or services in a currency in which they did not use to purchase those products, they will always make sure that they hedge against the losses if they had to go back and restock. We might be going back to 2008, 2009, where prices of products and services are increasing on hourly basis.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Titore Mtere Gibbs, Tinamkoma Shepherd, Waruparunare. Hello?
Hello, Magadien.
Takasimba, Magasimba, Mkoma. Murukufona, Murukupi?
Ndiriku, Botswana.
Botswana. Tipeo, Pfungwa Dzenyu.
Wangu zinoti, wangu danura watora, ringa wana kanaka, asi mwiwa chungi, iwo pawa noti, badarisa mari, siyo chukuti uchi bakunoku, ama boda, zozi, badara ine mari, zima forensi, iwo awali bondi. Zendu enda kala bakunoku, diglamotu kana mazungu, wano di wano da forensi. Iwo seyo wajiti wo, izu chance, iwo wantu, wadi izu chance ya forensi, kwa badarisa, ze urumende. Asi kala zwa zidu zozi,
Gibbs, and this is what Mindu ratings go kune Vatina or Parunari. Yes, Mr. Antlizio and Mr. Moyo, our caller, Mr. Shepherd, calling from Botswana, says it may be a good idea or a good move by the government, but why is the government charging Forex, duty in Forex? Not in local currency, as the rest of the Zimbabweans are using.
Mr. Antlizio, I think you can take that question.
I'll try and maybe answer that one at the same time, but I'm not fully on it. But I'll think it's a way of also raising forex for the country. Because at the same time, they would want to use the forex to purchase certain goods and also use that forex for e-production within the country, as they say.
Mr. Moyo, your take on that?
certain services that the government can demand people to pay in foreign currency. For instance, if there are people who can be expatriates or paid in foreign currency, those people are going to pay their taxes in foreign currency. Same applies with the duty. If people are going to be importing products, products they purchased in foreign currency, they can be used to pay duty in foreign currency. But I think the issue of localizing is a bit tricky for the government to say then everything else.
Sorry, I think
we lost Mr. Moyo on the phone. Mm-hmm. Hello, Mr. Moyo. Okay. I think we've lost Mr. Moyo. You can go to Mr. We have a caller.
Yes, I think we've got a caller, Mkize. Baba Mkize, unjani? Hello, Mr. Mkize. How are you doing? Mkize, ukwalekwe wani? Kanzana Mkize uphumile. What is weird again? Kubaba Nhliziyo. So Baba Nhliziyo, nxa sikhangeleke konke lokho kwenzakalayo, abantu bakhuluma abanye bathi kungaba le black market emangalisayo kulandela khonokho kwenziwe nguhulumende. Kambe black market iyavaleka yini? Ngoba nxa umuntu engaye ebank esiyadinga imali ayiswele, sesiyaphela umkambulwana one seater athola imali engazani ithe xaxa. So ivaleka njani i-black market nxa kunjani?
Kuyabanzima babaduma ukuvale i-black market. I-black market izahlala ikhona. Yes, abantu baqhubeka besenza ngesitha, beyenza ngesitha besintsha ngama-reza besiyalelale. But yes, singazi ukuthi uhulumende njengathi lama-arms akhe, ngama-arms nengalo zakhe eziningi ezithize, bangabotshwa abantu labana abaningi lako begcwele lokho besala bebotshwa lapha nalapha. Enyeni into abangayenza yokufaka la ama-stiff sentences for labo abayabethinta izimali zabo. Yes, bangaqhuba bekwenza. But khona vele into ekhona ngendlela enxalikhayela, into yakhona kukhanta konke kufuna ukanta kuya-formalize into zonke zihambe through ama-right channel. Is through the bank abantu bayenelisa ukutshintsha izimali zabo or through ama-bureau de change ukwenza ukuthi kusazakale ukuthi i-forex ingakanani maybe ilizwe yena le engimayo through ama-borders njalo yena le eyabe ikhona ebantwini abathile. Elisinga abantu bazaba lama-FCA accounts abo, abantu benelisa ukuthi batshintshe izimali zabo through ama-bureau de change or through ama-banks. Naye uhulumente uzabe esenelisa ukuthi ayenelise ukubakwazi ukuthi ngokungakanani lokhu abalakho imali ezangaphandle ezingenayo bese bezisebenzisa okwenzela i-production. Yes, kuncedisa amakhampani abe-aplayele efune i-forex through the bank ukwenza ukuthi benelise labo ukubhadala iy'mpahla zabo ayefuna ukuthi ziye zenze i-production lapha through ngama-telegraphic transfers through ama-bank. Konke lokhu ngokuhamba kwesikhathi lezi njengoba lathi sisafunda sisabona ukuthi kuphuma kusiyanga abantu bazingasebesebenzisa ukuthi babhadale iy'mpahla zabo through ama-bank through ama-telegraphic transfers.
But what we can most probably infer from what is happening is normally if there is no production, there is no money that comes into the country that can be, you know, dispersed to banks so that they can give it to clients, you know. So at the end of the day, if there is no production, what happens in such an economy, Mr. Nhliziyo?
Yeah, kuba nzima ngoba abantu bathinaze lokho sebefisa ukuthengisa izimpahla ababe zithole outside ngoba laphi ngapha i-currency ezinyenzayo siyibona ukuthi ngamtha isidura ukuthi abantu bayithole impahla zonke zesinazo zidura labantu sesehluleka nabatistans ukuthi sizithenge impahla leyo njalo sesiqasa ukushota emashelfini kuyinto vele nathi dine izizalwane esingasifisi ukuthi kwenzakale ezweni. But siyasifisa ukuthi into lezi zibe khona abantu benelise ukuthi bayenelise ukuthenga noma kodwa even kathesi ubantu nxa besenelise ukuthi bathenge besebenzisa izindola yethu mina ngithemba yinto endleleni ngoba yimali ekhona ekhaya
imali esingasoze sihambe siyibhadalela siyidile endaweni ezithile. Ikhona, asukuthi imali yakhona iyaswelakala, ikhona as plastic money, ikhona as actually currency yona ngokwayo. Njalo izinto okubhadala into ezinye, izinto orent, omastanda, ingabhatala ngemali yakithi. And dingi imali yelinye ilizwe ukuthi ngizobhatala irenta, irenti yabo. Ngiyibhatala ngemali yakithi. Kuba lula ukwenza into ezinjalo. Lokwenza izinto okokudla, ngibhatala ngemali yakithi, kuba kuhle lokhoya. Angisoze ngihambe ngiyodinga umuntu osestradini ukuthi angitshintshele imali le, ngoba kuyasina ukudula. Ngoba sozengiqala ngize ngiyithole leyo mali. Ngoba mina ngangihola kona, ngihola ngengani, ngangihola ngezimdola, imali ekhona kona engizamelele ukuthi ngiyisebenzise, ngiyethenga impahla zami, ngiyenelise ukuthenga eza isiweni, ngiyenelise ukwenza izinto zonke zonke ezithize nyaesukuthi ngizo, ngoba imali yekhaya.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke, sicela ubambe khonapho. So what Mr. Nhliziyo is saying is that the black market is there to stay, you know. There's no way that you can totally eliminate it. But he hopes that maybe the government has got other ways of, you know, stopping it or keeping it somehow. And then he says it's a good thing for people to have their own currency because you work and you are paid in Zimbabwe dollars. And then from there you go to a shop, you use Zimbabwe dollars to buy goods and, you know, even services. So he says it's a good thing somehow because you won't need to go and see a money changer in order to go and buy bread.
You know, the problem gives is like some of the prices, they are just too high. Looking at the price of a toothbrush, for example, last week it was going around $54 something, RTGS dollars.
And you earn
$200, which means you can just buy four toothbrushes and you have your family of six or seven. Just for
your
one
salary
month,
is gone.
Your
salary
is gone.
Yeah.
So if they are bringing this new system, does it mean that prices are going to go down or they are going to increase salaries? I think that's one thing we can ask from Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo.
I think everyone will be happy to use the local currency. The challenge becomes when the local currency then becomes a problem when it comes to purchasing services or products. I think even countries in the region, they use their own currency. But week in, week out, you go to Zambia, you find prices of products in Kwacha, they don't change every week. They don't change every day in Botswana. That's their own currency. The challenge becomes when your currency then gives you challenges. It gives citizens a challenge that it's not enough to take them for a month. It's enough only for a week. For instance, those who are doing, we have a poultry project. One bag, 50 kg, is equivalent to one salary. And this is a price which is moving every day. That then becomes a challenge. That's the reason why people then decide this is not a good currency. But if the currency becomes stable, everyone will be happy to use the Zim dollar.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. I think we have a caller.
Yes, look at Caroline Moyo. Tungwen lapa chonga. Mama Moyo, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu sibili. Kula bantu baningi kakhulu, Mama Moyo. So wena ubona njani lokho?
Hayi, mina into engiyibuzayo ukuthi ngikhona kanti leyo mali leyo imali lana esathi sizalwa thina sayithola kumbe ngamabhondi wona lawa lama-RTGS langa lamsebenzi angalancwedo.
Ukanya zani ngamabhondi lama-RTGS sokubizwa kuthiwa iZimbabwe dollar khonokho?
Manje kudlala ngengqondo zabantu lokhu, ikudlala ngengqondo zethu straight. Vele abayekele, sokufana lo mdlalo nje into abayenza, bangazodlala ngengqondo zethu thina la. Angeza ukuthi ukhipha imali eza kusiza ukuthi konke uthenge kwamanye amazwe ukuthi ufake iphepha elingalamsebenzi. Phela liphepha lela somali.
So wena ubona ngani kungathiwani pho ngoba lokho kanye
ngakho. Hayi, kabayekele ukufuna kube belokhe bentshontsha besiyaphambili. Lokho abakwenzayo ukufuna ukuthi bebe bentshontsha besiyaphambili. Ngoba siyakwazi thina ukuthi bona bavele bayantshontsha vele. Sebefuna ukuhuquluza yona le imali esikhona elizweni ngoba bayakwazi amarandi lamapula lamadola ama-US dollar khona elizweni. Sebefuna ukuthi abantu bebona ngani kuthiwa vele into engasebenziyo. Then bese siyathenga ngayo yonke. Bese beqeda lapho sibuye sidubeka futhi njengento eyenzakala ngo-2008.
Uyakhuluma mama oyo lapha. Sibongile kakhulu mama oyo. Ungathinela kusasa mama.
Siyabonga.
Yeah, so Miss Caroline Moyo says, you know, these people, meaning the government, should stop playing with people's minds. You know, she says, what they are doing is like stealing, you know, literally. So she says, people are going back to 2008. So she's not happy at all. Yeah.
That's a tough position for Zimbabweans.
Yeah.
Well, tombotarisa vanyorwa nevateereri vedu pashona Facebook page vanyora vatanga kunyora ndimukoma Rudolph Shingirai Mujuru. Hanzi hakusi kusada kuwedzera macivil servants mari here uku. Kouya mukoma Julius Magake hanzi maprize akarashika kare. Sekuti 50 kg broiler finisher 143 kumwe imwe kambani ichita 228 RTGS kugadzirisa maprize ndiko kunodiwa. Koita Maxwell Nyasha Gonde hanzi well done, good move Zimbabwe. Zvimwe chete namkoma Milton Mateveke hanzi excellent move, let's do away with US dollar. Then the last stretch one hanzi Onismas hanzi they want all the forex to go to the black market where they are in control. Soon we are going to hear that they are raiding buses to Botswana, South Africa and Zambia searching for forex. Kunevaya vanonotenga out of the country. Just a thought. Ndo zvavari kufunga. Then mukoma ndofunga ndimuzvare Betha Nobet. Hanzi musatiitisa namba dzedu for mahala please. Ndofunga vari kuti munongotitumira inamba musingazotikonera.
Vari kunyunyuta. Yeah, kumele vantu be befonelwe yabo ngoba singi inombolo zabo
sibona
lapha ke kuviyo indebele la kuviyo Studio 7 kulabantu abaningi njonga bangena kuhlelo namhlanje. Austin Ncube uthi let's just respect our money and enjoy it. Utrevor Dube uthi kunzima Dube kuzobuya ke uGiven Mpofu uthi mthembo linjani kona ngapho sasahlupheka elizweni lethu abantu basakwazi ukuthi benzeni. Kuzobuya ke uThembani Jiyane uyabhala lapho uthi manje if usuthengisile istock sakho eshop ngezim dollars uzawoda kuphi ngoba abanye bawoda eSouth Africa bazavala amaningi ama shops abo. Kuzobuya njalo uBD uthi if multi currency has been banned, how come 0.3b of the statutory instrument requires people to pay in foreign currency not new currency? Singazikhona pana. Kuzobuya njalo uTim Hlabangane uthi siyezwa sibili kodwa ke sisiyaphila ke ngomthandazo wenkosi akusekho kunye. Kuzobuya ke uTimon Moyo uthi ngikonahamba bafowethu ngise-Oxford e-UK ngililalele. Usikhumbuzo Mlalazi la uyayiphose lakhe uthi abantu basevalweni ngale nto ethulwe ngumnumzana Mthuli Ncube. The dust will take a lengthy period to settle, so uthi kunzima kakhulu. Musa wenkosi inkomazana la uyabhala uthi the situation gets worse every day, uthi kunzima kwele Zimbabwe. Then uBrighton Ndebele uthi this sounds like a scam. Someone is definitely going to benefit from this. Then kuzobuya ke uTimon uyabhala uthi i-black market ayingeke yaphela kwele Zimbabwe, iyahlala khona.
I-black market.
Yeah, i-black market.
Parallel market.
Yeah, parallel. Kuyahlala uthi kuhlala kukhona.
Yes.
Akusizo kuphela.
Regathi nzwe kuna vagwaradzimba. Tine muteereri vagwaradzimba vari parunhare. Alo vagwaradzimba.
Ewe mukoma.
Makadii baba.
Makadii mukoma Jonga.
Aiwa ndiri mupenyu. Muri kufona muri kupi?
Kumashingo kwa mshandike.
Kwa mshandike. Ayo wanyama inzwa iri mudariro.
Ata inzwa.
Pfungwa zenyu dzinotiwa hapa.
Inendo kumbani kwangoita mibvunzo miviri andokumbira kuti pamwe mukoma chiziwa vangati vangati pindura. Tinatonzwisisa.
All right. Saka munogona kuitaura here mu English zvenyu kuti vanzwe muchibvunza mega.
English.
Yeah, all right. Taura yanyitire tichibatsirana.
All right. Zvandingada kubvunza ndakubvunza kuti senyika hazvisi zvinhu zvakanaka here kuti nokuti ndaona apo paitaridza kuti hurumende yataridza kuti iyo inoda kuti kana munhu achibhadhara juke anobhadhara in foreign currency. Senyika haifaniri here kunge ichireiza foreign currency nemaexport after yaita production kuti itange kumutsa maindastry yoexporta kuti iwane foreign currency pakuti iti ichawana foreign currency through maimport yekuti munhu kudawa zvinotenga motokari zvinova zvisika zvikamwe kuti vachanotenga motokari vangani. Then chepiri iyo hurumende chaiyo chaiyo yakarongeka zvakanaka here kuhurumende kuti inongomuka yangoti policy mangwana toti kune munhu kuda vanga vane zvikwereti vakatonyorerana kuti vachabhadharana in foreign currency mari yongomuka nhasi yatongochinja zvisina kana nguva kuti vatichero mainvestors chaiyo kuti ave nemaplans ethe next 10 to 25 years hazvigonekame kamunyika yakadaro.
Tinotenda zvikuruhandizivkuti
vangagona kutitsanangurira ipapo kuti zvinenge zvichifamba sei.
Thank you so much. Let me direct those questions to Mr. Nhliziyo. Mr. Nhliziyo, he mentioned you by name. He said that's Mr. Gwaradzimba calling from Mushandike in Mashingo. He says the first question is, as a country, is it not good to raise foreign currency through exports instead of charging or waiting for import duty? That's his first question. Then the second question, he says, can a government just wake up and announce a policy change?
Thank you. Thank you for those two questions, exactly. On the first one, yes, the government has to actually produce and then export, and then at the same time, and then they'll be able also to get the forex by exporting, and then they'll be able to also improve the production, the industrial side, through the production and everything else. That they can definitely try and do. Secondly, on the side of waking up, I don't think it's something good, but they just woke up and they just announced that the RRTGS and the bonds will be the window. I think it's after some thorough thought, and they've noticed and they've, you know, thorough thought, and this has taken some time. Because you can't just wake up one morning and all of a sudden say, this is now a window. They've gone through some thought, they've discussed, there's been some discussions within the RDZ, within the government, and all the members or sectors that are involved within the financial department and all that. I think they've done some thought. They really have done their part. And they've seen it right that this should be the case. But now, let's take these bonds and the RRTGS and let's call them the Zindola. They will benefit the Zimbabweans. I mean, if you look at in the previous few weeks or a few months ago, you know, people have been crying, and it's been, it has been, I think, painful to be seeing citizens crying about changing currency to, you know, to the forex, of which is not even there. People have been crying about their salaries. And it just hasn't been good.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys have come up and seen it fit that this should be the way to take.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Nhliziyo. Please do stay on the line. Timbo Torawa, Terry Gibbs, I think you have two
yes,
callers.
Yes, Baba Bila Pages. Kasa Baba Ngabuto. Ngabuto, unawachona njanba?
Ya, chona njanba.
Chona kasi kakulu, ngapukona?
No, it's South Africa.
Yeah, I would check a posela kukona pa mfwetu. Kula wanta wanda ngisibili? Uchaye sibili kuzwele kukona pa?
Into kona, iwane, usupesizo wanane. Uti, angeke sikinese, impane zindibi. Nesikate si wane. Right? Ngoba manje marezo announcer imane zindibi. Nesikate si wane. Pati imane right, izo sebeza njani. Izo, kwa nge, ngoba sina phe South Africa sizoyisebenzisa kanjani or uma singabe sifuna ukuyisebenzisa lapha kule South Africa or uma ngabe sifuna ukuyitshintsha sizoyitshintsha kanjani kuphi
yekho lapho yes siyakuzwa lapho okutshoyo So ke ye qhubeka nje. Ye ifoni yakho ungazani sikiliza ngkwazi ukumba umuvile usukile lapha kwadume khona. Ye baba Ngqabuto uyangizwa? Ye ungazani Ngqabuto ucingo lwakhe solubanjwe ngamakhaza. So all what you wanted to know is how the currency, your currency is going to be used in South Africa, like let's say the bond and the RTGS, if
outside
they are
the country.
Yeah, if they're now Zimbabwe dollars. So he says, how are we going to use it? So I think he deserves
in South Africa.
Yes.
Well,
so he says, how is it?
He can still take it to the bank if it's now a legal tender and exchange it.
But
into,
will South Africa accept it? Like Zimbabweans, the Zimbabwean system at one stage didn't accept the kwacha. Still remember? So, which means there could be a challenge there.
You can hear from...
But before that, let's take a look at Mandla. Mandla, kunjani?
Mbaba.
Ngiyaphila Mandla. Isibongo bani?
Mkhwananzi.
Yeah, Mkhwananzi. Nathi udaba, ulizwa njani lolu?
Yeah, lolu daba lolu kukhanya ngathi luyahlupha kithi. Ukhanya luyahlupha because mina wami umbuzo engilawo ukuthi since ama-bond note la ama-RTGs la bebethi awalokhuze awakhona ukusebenza ngaphandle. So now mawa usuphuma nawo ngaphandle, are they gonna accept them yini? For example, uma ungaya e-South Africa unawo, ungafika ufuna ukuyawatshintsha e-bank e-South Africa, are they gonna accept them?
That's the same question that was posed by Ngqabuto. He said, how are you going to use it in South Africa? So I guess maybe those questions would be answered shortly. So, but thank you so much. But and before you go, maybe add one or two things.
Yeah, and the other thing, why the government ingayenzanga a simple thing instead of abolishing multi-currency, at least but adopt one currency, either iRand or US dollar or iPula or whatever, until things get better. Because right now, things are still not yet all right, and it was too quick for them to introduce iZim dollar, which is not even available.
Hayi, siyabuza kakhulu ke mfowethu, sibongile kakhulu. Ungathi nokusasa amandla. Yes, so according to Mandla, you know, the Zimbabwe government was supposed to actually maybe adopt one of the currencies like the rand or the US dollar instead of having the reintroduction of the Zimbabwe dollar. So he says it was not the opportune time to do that. So let's go quickly to Mr. Dlizio. Mr. Dlizio, we've got a question here, you know, from two guys, Ngqabuto and Mandla. Oh, yes, and Mr. Moyo is back as well. So Ngqabuto and Mandla were asking, how will this money be used outside the country?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Dugo, on that one again. The Zim dollar will basically be used in Zimbabwe. It will be used in Zimbabwe, you know, to do all various things. Now, when you're going outside to South Africa, you'll be able to change that currency through the banks or any bureau changes that you find along the way, for in exchange for the rand, if you're going to South Africa. Then you're using the currency of South Africa in South Africa. If you're going to Botswana, you do the same. You go to the bank, you change the money, or you go to the bureau to change, and you change that Zim dollar into the pula, and you use the pula in Botswana. Now, it is totally the same when Botswana people will come to Zimbabwe. They will do the same thing. You won't be able to use the Botswana pula in Zimbabwe. Since it's no longer allowed to do that. So you have to go through the same scenario whereby you go to the bureau to change or you go to the bank and you change those currencies into Zim dollar and you use the Zim dollar to purchase goods in Zimbabwe.
Now, thank you so much. Maybe you can go to Mr.
Moyo. Mr. Moyo. Hello, Mr. Moyo?
Yes.
Mr. Moyo, if we look at the announcement, that's the statutory instrument 142 of 2019, they are saying that RTGS dollar and the bond note are at par with the Zimbabwe dollar. That is to say, each bond note unit and each RTGS dollar is equivalent to a Zimbabwean dollar. Is there any Zimbabwean dollar that they can peg these two against?
Not what we know. In fact, it's a bit confusing. Remember that 2 weeks ago, parliamentarians did ask a similar question to Tulimuwe. They asked him, what should they tell the countryside folks the name of the currency we use? The response in parliament is official. Tulimuwe says, tell them that what we are currently using, he meant bond note, he meant RTGS. Tell them that this is the Zimbabwean, this is the Zimbabwean dollar. Now this law comes in and tells us of a Zimbabwean dollar that we have not seen. What we know is the bond notes, the coins. What we know is the balances in our accounts, that is the RTGS. That's what we know. What is called the Zimbabwean dollar? We were of the view that it means the RTGS. It means the bond note or the coins. That's what we know. That's what we experience. So what is mentioned by the statutory instrument is not in existence if they are separating it from the RTGS or the bond note. Because these are the two items we know.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo Gibbs.
Yeah, for those people who have actually joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about the new measures taken by the government in the reintroduction of the Zimbabwe dollar. We are told that the bond and the RTGS dollar are just the Zimbabwe dollar. So now we see that on Twitter, there are so many people that have actually been talking about it. Mm-hmm. And Open Space is one of them. It says in this breaking news section, it says a number of pharmacies in Harare have started to remove critical drugs in shelves following the ban on foreign currency by the Minister of Finance. Then they're copying at Mthuli Ncube and at Nick Mangwana as people who are supposed to respond.
Also respond.
Yes. Then on Twitter, also the Ministry of Information actually had a video of Mr. Mthuli Ncube trying to explain exactly what is going on. I think we've got the video and courtesy of the Minister of Information. So here's the video.
The multi-currency regime in Zimbabwe and the adoption of a mono-currency regime in favor of a domestic currency. What was happening in the market is that the market was self-US dollarizing. It was uncontrollable, and we felt that we needed to bring the situation under control. A few days ago, I had a meeting with the Association of Teachers in this country as a union, along with His Excellency as well as other ministers. And they made it very clear to us that the multi-currency regime has become a US dollar regime. They don't earn US dollars. They can't afford to buy things in shops. They can't pay for medicines and healthcare services, where the hospitals and clinics are demanding US dollars. Quite clearly, it became an untenable situation. It became necessary for government to move a lot faster and introduce a mono-currency regime with a domestic currency. The domestic currency obviously comprises our RTGS dollar, as before, as well as the bond note and bond coins, as before. So nothing has changed, really, in terms of what we're calling domestic currency on this occasion. All that has changed is that the only legal tender domestic at the moment is now the domestic currency and not foreign currency of the US dollar. What does this mean? It means that anyone who wants to buy goods from a shop, they pay for services within the borders of Zimbabwe, ought to go to a bank, or to change or some other institution to change their foreign currency into domestic currency and spend that whichever way they wish to spend. That's what normal countries do. That's what all countries do. If you go to South Africa, you cannot buy in US dollars in the shops. You go to Zambia, you cannot buy in US dollars in the shops. You go to Mozambique, you say.
So that is Mr. Ntuli Ncube, the Minister of Finance, talking about the dumping of the multiple currency scenario in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. So akhuluma ngakho lapha ke uthi idola le Melika bese liyilo eselisebenza kakhulu okwedlula wonke ama currencies. Mm-hmm. So uthi konoko kuthi self dollarization. So ngakho ke kanti ungasayeniseki ukuthi kuthiwa kubanjwe njani into zabo bond notes kuzobuya ama RTGS. Bese ungazana kusela sure. So ke uthi ke imono currency regime lay yiyo ke osokuthiwa idola. Mm-hmm. Ukubeke sibili kwabasobala nxa abantu kade belalele. Uthi bond note lama coin angkona ama bond kuzobuya le RTGS yikho sokusebenza. Waphinde futhi wakhuluma ngokuthi ke nxa sukhangele emazweni amaningi njenge South Africa kuzobuya Zambia lamanye kusebenza njalo.
Is it not still multi currency, the bond notes and the RTGS dollar?
Kuyelo sesithi idola. So abantu abona ukuthi kaza kuqamba ukuthi kuyabizwa kuthiwa i bond note kumbe RTGS kuthiwa sokuthiwa i Zimbabwe dollar.
It's tricky.
Yeah, it's very tricky. Mm. So, uti South Africa, Zambia, Mozambique. But yes. So, ima currency zabo. Yeah, kuzo buya. Ngokufaka kwakhe. Kuti that's what ama normal countries. Amazwe angana le ngqondo.
Gazi
kan. Ale ngqondo. So, ke, angazi kuthi mbe. Ngachasela abantu besitshoneni. Kodwa ke. Kuranzani kunjalo.
Eh, rigaiti mbonzwa. Kuti pane mtererere. Ndofunga yeah. Ezina atina muteereri rigaidi muzwa kuna vamoyo vamoyo ndeipi manje dano rakutorwa nevashandi nokuti vashandi vanga vachirwisa kuti vapiwe mari dzemihoro nemari yekuAmerica in US dollars. So what's the next move now pa local currency?
Nasi tange tine msangano unotiwa I agenda setting because tiri ku Sanda na musuwe chitatu ku Sipata Negotiating Forum. Tange takatarifira kuti nyaya ya muhoro in American dollars or in foreign currency ndiyo paino kurukurwa. Pata nzwa news tiri pakati kwe kuseta agenda ya musuwe Wednesday. Tavunza re Minister of Labor kuti nzwa kureva chii sezo inyaya ifana kuba ichiuya ku tripartite negotiating forum tinzwe kuti bose tange tataurirwa patakasangana na president kuti ma policies achauya after ta launcha TNF ma policies achauya pagarwa pasi paita ndaurirano ku zviri kutaurwa izvi zvinobva kupi? Minister of Labor vati nasi havazvizivi vachatipa mhinduro mangwana kuti ichokwati here kana kuti ndezvo social media. Saka tabuda pamusangano rine bato rehurumende richiti harisi kuzviziva. Kana tingaita hurumende yakadaro inoita mapolicies isinda akafanana nekuti the left hand does not know what the right hand is doing. Minister of Labor officials were not even aware that this is what the Minister of Finance has decided to do. Zvakutoreva kuti patinoenda kunosangana hatizivi kuti tinosangana nani musi wechina. Asi isisi tiri kutarisira kuti sevashandi marentals sezo angava kudaidzirwa nemaamerican dollars patinogara nemalandlord kumafarmacies taidaidzirwa neforex. Hatizvizivi kuti mangwana patinomuka tinomuka vachitaura language yakafanana here kana kuti aiwa zvinenge zvachinja. Saka we'll be able to shape our position by the end of the day tomorrow because tinge taona kuti market iri ku respond say. I think pane inwichi ezivambile indaba yetokwa manje ziyayikhangela ukuthi kuchoni ke kithi njengezisebenzi lokhu okumenyezelwe nguhulumende.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you Mr. Moyo Ramba nyimuri parona ari timbotora vateereri tina mukoma Hasla pakutanga. Hello mukoma Hasla.
Hello, yes, Mkoma Jonga.
Eh, takasimba, muri kupi Mkoma Asla?
Ndri kuBotswana.
KuBotswana. Tipeyo kufungwa zenyu?
Paita adambuziko hapa. Rekuti, pane a point that Mrs. Nhliziyo missed out. Mrs. Nhliziyo pane a caller ati, you know what, government inongomuka yakataura taura a policy, you know, which is like, nyaya zimdola inongonziya mukira mgumbezi. You know, at the end of the day, the government did its planning, but vafuta, the users, we are stakeholders who should also be notified. Kuti mswa kati, paninge pasina zvinhu zvinonzi trading in foreign currency. This is why the caller had said, you know what, nenge takanyorerana pasi kuti chandipa so many US dollars mswa kati. Handiti, nasi zvongomuka zvichinzi no, hapasina munhu anobvumidzwa kuita trade in those. Okay, then what will be the exchange rate? Because chindiri kukwidza zvinhu maprices in Zimbabwe is fixing of the exchange rate. Right? Ezvinezvi ndikatumira kumba mari, the Western Union. You know, who fixes then kuti mari yangu yandatumira in US dollars inozochinjwa into so much of whatever the currency avari kutaura. Ezvinezvi ari kuti kwane zim dollar. Zim dollar, is it a unit rinenge rine macoins? Is it kuti mari iyoyo inonzi yanga iri ma RTGS, yanga iri mari yemmepo and whatever, is it what is now obtaining?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it pushes us back kuti vanhu havachaendesa mari ikoko ku central bank, mari yakudzokera futi ku parallel market.
Thank you, Mkoma.
Ndokune ma exchange rates are negotiable between the buyer and the seller.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, yes. Mkoma Hasla. Regai titore mteereri mumwasi. Ndofunga pane mumwe mubvunzo wenyu. Ndokana ngoupindura ndichitarisa statutory instrument panapa. Vari kuti RTGS and bond notes are at par with the Zimbabwe dollar. That is to say, each bond note unit and each RTGS dollar is equivalent to a Zimbabwe dollar. Saka ndoya unenge uchingopiwa. And I think vanenge vachikupa ne exchange rate inenge ichiobtaina musi woyo pa market official exchange rate.
Mm-hmm.
Regai tinzwe tine mumwe muteereri. Ndofunga anzi nditapiwa.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello. Makadi Mkoma Jonga.
Takasimba ndiani namu?
Mkoma Tapiwa kata.
Ah, okay, itaura yenye Mkoma Tapiwa tinzwe.
Kuruwa waru kambara kunda zihani. Tuwese gada afikshela na motori mjari. Kozi, kwa hiru ngori kwa ndekida kutizi. Nye kutu matizi, kwa wazi wakata wala utizi. Hiru wakia tanga kura tijira kuita mapadza pasi. Kwa wawana kutu, kutu jena kutu akaunta. Kwa di forex aja jadi sih sambil menunggu. Kalau kita mau berjaga di tempat itu mana negotiation, that is the first issue. Then the second issue, itu mungkin bapak mana industri rusanda, it is peak right now. Anu baru ramah, ini kerja ini kerja sah. Most of the actually.
Goti ni mungkin mah boleh zungguat zapera utram kuasa upindurwa.
I think
yes. Yes, ndani chete mungo dimura na kutungua zapera so that we can give the opportunity kuneva ruku pa daru kutwa kupindre but listen regai tipe mukana wakutwa taure mashoka yuko pesera. Thank you Mkoma Tapiwa.
So Mr. Nhliziyo, just 30 seconds or less than 30 seconds. What should Zimbabweans do from now onwards? Just a few words.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tu. I think from now, what we basically can do in Zimbabwe is grab this opportunity and start using the zim dollar that we have within our grasp.
Thank you. The time is up. Thank you so much. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, banker Mr. Samson Nhliziyo and Mr. Japhet Moyo of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Sending off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., thanking also all the listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri, Nchitumurari Fakanaka, Arambaya Mchitigira, Nekuteira, Shironga, Studio 7. Kushinenga Chiripo, Masua Ose.